Today's epistle, which is taken from the Book of Wisdom, tells us that a just man need not fear the torment of death, because they have successfully endured all the trials permitted them by God. They shall be rewarded with the great blessings of eternal life. Sometimes it would seem in the eyes of the world that they labored in vain, but God sees things differently. And a good example of this is the saint of today's feast, Saint Cornelius, Pope and Martyr. Together with the good woman Lucina, they buried the bodies of the saints Peter and Paul, and for this he was banished from Rome. But he persevered in the faith even while he was in exile. He never stopped to take care of his flock. Finally, he was martyred after having been pope for just 2 years. There is also a similar story from the scripture. Tobias was also known for his kindness and for burying the dead. And when, by the permission of God, he became blind, people thought that his good works were wasted. In the eyes of the world, he labored in vain. But once again, the ways of God are different. Both these holy men were tried as gold is tried but in the furnace. They passed the test, and so they were rewarded with everlasting life. Dear friends, God is glorious in his saints, as today's gradual tells us. He first chooses them even before they were born and destines them for glory, and then he gives them graces to enable them to overcome the trials of this world. He even permits them sometimes to go through great difficulties and temptations, and finally, after they have been proved worthy, he receives them into everlasting life. Some of these saints have to undergo great temptations, like today's saint, but others will have little crosses to bear throughout the life, like the most of us. But God has so disposed things that his greater glory and the soul's salvation is always served in the end. Each of the saints that we know, just like we are, they were all young. They faced the same troubles like we do today. And like you, most of them have to struggle with their assignments, and they may not even have known that what they suffered was by the will of God. But they bore them patiently, denying themselves many good things of this world. We must do likewise if we are to become like them. We must follow, as they did, the way of the cross. And when we bear our crosses, brethren, we become like Christ and his blessed mother, the Our Lady of Sorrows. Perhaps that is why both feasts are so close together in the calendar. We really cannot know how much virtue we have and how much we need still, like the saints, unless we endure sufferings like the saints in heaven. These troubles and these sufferings help us to practice patience with our neighbors, repentance for our sins, courage in difficult times, kindness to those who might need our help. And St. Paul tells us that to them that love God, all things work together unto good to such as are called to be saints. We see from the greatness of our Blessed Mother's suffering as she watched her son die, what a great woman she is. Every saint since have proven by their patience in sufferings that they love God above all things. This, brethren, is the life to which we have been called. St. Vincent de Paul tells us that if we knew the precious treasures which is hidden in our infirmities, we would receive the greatest benefits and we would bear them without complaining. Sufferings and trials clean us more and more from our sins. And perhaps this explains why, despite the holiness, the saints still felt that they needed to be washed from their faults. Whenever St. Francis Xavier was sent something to suffer, he would cry out, "Still more, God, still more." And we'll read in Psalm 50, "Wash me yet more from my iniquity, and from my sin cleanse me." Therefore, it is by bearing our trials patiently that our soul is made more beautiful before God. There's an old saying in Latin, "Respice finem," which means look to the end. A life of virtue leads to heaven. It is our desire to get to heaven that gives meaning to the life we live. It should be the motive for us to bear sufferings patiently. With the grace of Christ strengthening us, with the help of the sacraments, we become holy, and with holiness we attain eternal life in the vision of God, who is the reward of every good life. May Our Lady, the Mother of Sorrows, lead us through the difficulties of this life to the joy of heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.